Despite tax cuts and the lowest interest rates on record, data out today shows spending in shopping centres and department stores is the worst it's been in almost 30 years. And there may be even less foot traffic through the shops in the lead up to Christmas, with signs it's getting even harder to land a job. Here's business reporter David Taylor.
Australian households shoulder one of the highest debt burdens in the world, and its ugly reality is now showing.
So they're simply just not spending in the shops or on services in the way that they have in the past.
Consulting firm Deloitte partner Nikki Hutley. She says neither tax cuts nor record low interest rates have been able to lure shoppers in large numbers to part with their cash.
It's going to take something very special to magically improve people's confidence between now and Christmas. And I think retailers rightly would be a bit pessimistic at the moment about what the season holds for them. It looks more like the lump of coal than a stocking full of goodies for our retailers, unfortunately.
Earlier this year, retail spending ground to a halt, but now it's actually going backwards. In the 3 months to September, retail turnover fell 0.1%. EY Chief Economist Joe Masters.
So we saw a fall in the volume of retail sales in the quarter. And actually, in annual terms, it was the first decline that we've seen since 1991, which is the last time Australia was in recession.
The biggest falls in spending were in local suburban shopping centres, at the butchers, fruit shops, fish and chip stores and bakeries. News agencies and bookstores also took a hit, while cafes, restaurants and catering services are having a hard time too.
It does seem households are very worried about the outlook, and they're looking to either pay down debt or increase their savings instead of getting out there and spending.
Joe Masters says there's some evidence the government's tax cuts are delivering less than what many were expecting. More importantly, she says the ATO's crackdown on tax avoidance is seeing many households lose their benefits altogether.
So it does look like there's perhaps people are getting a little bit less than they had expected.
Spending throughout the economy is also being constrained by underemployment and job insecurity. The ANZ Bank tracks job openings across the economy. Its index fell 1% in October and is now down 11% over the year. Economists are now holding out for the mid-year economic and fiscal outlook, or MIEFO, which they say may have some economic goodies from the government. Nikki Hutley.
One of the things that could make a difference, of course, is if the federal government were to step in. We know at MIEFO, the Mid-Year Economic and Financial Outlook in December, they will announce some stimulatory policies. We don't exactly know what or how the effect of those will be, but they certainly have the power to make a bit of a difference.
The government may come under more pressure in coming months to boost spending. You certainly wouldn't bet on a rate cut from the Reserve Bank tomorrow on Melbourne Cup Day. The latest full-year results from the Big Four banks show the previous cuts are damaging their bottom lines. Today, Westpac announced a massive 16% fall in its full-year profit, thanks to lower interest revenue and customer compensation from the Banking Royal Commission.
This is one of the problems we find when official interest rates get so low. It actually means that their firepower, the ability of those rate cuts to actually have an impact on the economy, becomes more and more limited. The banks literally have their hands tied in many ways, and it must be frustrating for all concerned.
The Reserve Bank's decision on interest rates will be handed down roughly 30 minutes before the start of the Melbourne Cup.
David Taylor with that report.